What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Legislation against child violence to be strengthened. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not for be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
We are prepared to strengthen legislation to protect children from all forms of violence and exploitation by bringing all sectors together in a movement to end violence and provide children with a meaningful role at the heart of that movement.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking at the recent launch of the Global Partnership to End Violence Against Children. The legislation includes but will not be limited to the child care and protection, sexual offences, trafficking in persons prevention, suppression and punishment acts.
Our children are our most precious asset and they should not have to live in fear of themselves, fear for their siblings and in many cases, fear of their parents or caregivers' safety.
The government of Jamaica has joined the Global Partnership to End Violence Against Children with a commitment to end the abuse, exploitation, and all forms of violence against children.
Too often, violence happens in what are designed to be safe places for our children, homes, schools, and communities, and by people children know and trust. Increasingly, we now also need to be extremely cognizant of forms of violence through the internet.
To this end, provision will be made for the implementation of comprehensive, coordinated, and multisectoral services to prevent and respond to violence in the society.
Our police force must never be seen as a purveyor of violence against its citizens, and we are going to change that. Our state homes must not be perceived as purveyors of violence against our children.
Since the start of the year, several children have lost their lives to violence. Violence against children and adolescents includes physical, sexual, and emotional abuse and neglect. For infants and younger children, violence mainly takes the form of maltreatment at the hands of parents, caregivers, and other authority figures.
And those who are quiet about it, who support it, are equally culpable, if not more.
By extension, the government stands committed to protect, preserve, and advance human rights in Jamaica.
Though crime is a challenge, our response will not be with more violence. Law and order, decency, and respect for our citizens will overcome criminality in this country. And the government is committed to that path.
Mr. Holness says the government has to start with the institutions over which it has leverage and control, while adding that the state should not endorse or use violence as a normalized tool of control over its citizens.
This is not just a statement coming from my own moral perspective. This is a policy direction that I have given to the government of Jamaica.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Close monitoring and review will be done to ensure an evidence and results-driven policy. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.